Run. Okay, Chav Vav Mabez towards the bottom. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Menachem got us started into Parakilas HaShachar, and get right into it today. Four lines from the bottom, Chav Vav Mabez, at the two dots. Rebihud Omer Adal Shos. If you remember on the Mishnah, Chav Vav Manalof, there were three different discussions, or maybe even four different discussions of the Zmani Tefillah. First, the first parak spoke about the Zmani Kriya Shema, but now we're talking about the Zmani Tefillah. So the first one was Tefillah HaShachar at Chatzos. Tanakama said you have it all the way until Chatzos to say Shmon Esrei of Shachris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adal Chos until the fourth hour. So asks the Gemara, Ibay Elohu, Ad Ad Bechlal, O Dilma Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. When Rabbi Yehuda says you have until the fourth hour, does that mean up until and including the fourth hour, meaning till the end of the fourth hour, or till the beginning of the fourth hour, which means the end of the third hour? So what did he mean by the fourth hour, including or not? Tashma. So we're going to try to bring a raya from the second statement of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says the you could daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha. So E Amrit Bishlama Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. If we say that he means ad velo ad bichlau, that up until and not including, so then I understand by the mincha case there's a difference, because the Rabbanan say until ad erev, until the night time, and Rabbi Yehuda says until plag mincha. What's plag mincha, as was discussed yesterday, until half the time of mincha, meaning half the moment between mincha katana until nine and a half hours and the rest of, and erev. But the Gemara assumes at this point that if you say ad va'ad bechlau, then you are including the half of mincha. Which half? The second half. Plaga mincha means the half after plaga mincha, which would mean till nighttime. So that's the Gemara. If you assume that in all the cases of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda means ad va'ad bechlau, so then there wouldn't be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds until erev, and Rabbi Yehuda holds including the second half after the plaga mincha, which is also till the erev. So ella iamin ad bechlal. I'm sorry. If you say ad velo ad bechlal, I said the wrong one first. If you say ad velo ad bechlal, then it works, because then Rabbi Yehuda holds until plaga mincha, and the Rabbanan holds ad haerev. Ella iamin ad ad bechlal. But if you say that when Rabbi Yehuda says ad plaga mincha means including plaga mincha, including the second half afterwards, Rabbi Yehuda hainu Rabbanan up top of chavzayim and aleph, so then there's no difference. They both hold ad haerev. So says the Gemara, what? El amai, ad v'lo ad bichlau. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda holds ad v'lo ad bichlau. And therefore, when he's just like by plaga mincha, he means only up until plaga mincha. So too, when he said in the first case, ad arba shos, he means up until the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour. But says the Gemara, okay, that works for the first two lines of the Mishnah. But let's go to the third line of the Mishnah. Now it's not going to work. A masefa v'shel musafid kol hayom. The Tanakama holds that one could have in musaf all day. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheva shos. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you only have until the seventh hour. Vitanya. And we have the following brisa. You have to daven, you're about to daven, and you have a choice what to daven. Happens many times by women. Let's say a woman doesn't get to daven musaf in shul, and she wants to daven musaf in the afternoon, so she's going to daven musaf. But it's mincha time also. So what does she daven first? She has daven mincha too, musaf or mincha. Or it comes up sometimes on yontif. On yontif, shuls daven late, but simchas Torah and other times, by the time you daven musaf, it's already mincha time. So the question is, are you ready to have a mincha? What about betzibur, biyafid? But anyway, so says the Shulchan Aruch says betzibur, you don't want to make people crazy and mixed up. That's why you have a mosa, have a mincha later. But for a yachid, it's a shiloh. So says the Gemara, what do you do? Mispal shal mincha v'achgach shal mosa. Tanakama says, first you have a mincha, because that's tadir. Daven mincha every day of the year. Zu tadira v'zu eina tadira. And musaf is not tadir, it's not as common. And we know the principle, tadir v'sheino tadir. Mishnah Zvachim tells us, tadir kodem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, the opposite. Mispalo shal musaf yachar kach shal mincha, shezu overes v'zu eina overes. No, you daven musaf first, because that is a passing mitzvah. You have less time. Rabbi Yehuda holds you only have it until the seventh hour. V'zu eina overes. And this one is not overes, not passing so much. You have all day to daven. But the assumption of this whole discussion, the machlokes, the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, that daven mincha for daven musaf first, the assumption is that there is some time point during the day where it's efshar to daven both. Right? That's the assumption of the machlokas. There has to be a time here that the Gemara is talking about that you could daven both. The Gemara says, let's figure it out. E amrit bishlama ad va'ad bichlal. If you say that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says you have until the seventh hour to daven musaf, so does that include the seventh hour or not? So if you say it's ad va'ad bichlal, it includes the seventh hour through the seventh hour. So then you have an overlap. Hainu de mishkachas lehu shtei tefilos v'hadi hadadi. So then you know there's a half an hour time where you're going to be able to daven mincha and musaf, because mincha, according to everybody, starts from the 6.5 hours, shows manios, of course, halachic hours, 6.5 hours you can start davening mincha, and then for half an hour, until the end of that seventh hour, you can daven mincha too. So that, you can daven musaf also. So there's a time overlap between musaf and mincha. But if you say that when Rabbi Yehuda, in all the cases of the Mishnah, and we're assuming that it's the same principle in all the lines of the Mishnah, if you say that he says ad v'lo ad bichlal, and therefore when he says you have until the seventh hour to daven musaf, that means up until the seventh hour, which really means until the end of the sixth hour, so then there's no case where there's an overlap between musaf and mincha. So what's this Brisa talking about? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that in a certain case you daven musaf first. Right, because mincha ended at the end of the sixth, at the end, musaf ended at the end of the sixth hour, and mincha only starts at 0.6.5 hours. So there's no overlap. So it can't be that he says ad v'lo ad bichlal. Ela mai ad v'ad bichlal. So far as we say, go back to what we originally thought. It's up until el, including in all the cases. So musaf goes through the seventh hour, and shachris goes through dalet shos. But we still had one kasha resha. My ikav ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. We asked, what about in the first, in the earlier case, where by mincha the Rabbanan say you have all the way until erev, and all the way until nighttime, until shkia, while Rabbi Yehuda said you have to plaga mincha, and the Gemara assumed plaga mincha meant through the second half of the plaga mincha. That was the assumption of the question. So therefore, there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Misavris, so there's an obvious answer. Misavris, the high plag mincha, plag achrona ka'amar. So do we say, no, we're misunderstanding. When we say plag ha-mincha, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean the second half of plag ha-mincha, including after the half. Plag rishona ka'amar. He says you have until the first half of the plag ha-mincha, of half the mincha. V'hafi ka'amar, and this is what he means. When the first half of that time period leaves and the second half enters, once you get up to 10 hours and 45 minutes of the halachic day, that is when you have until to daven mincha. So again, as Menachem spoke about yesterday, I'm sure, so if you look at the time grid on your, if you write a timeline, so you have Neitz or Amud HaShachar, then you have Zman Kriyashma, third hour, Zman Tfila, fourth hour, Chatzos, middle of the day, half an hour after Chatzos. Remember, Shos Manios. Remember, all the way back on Dav Gimel, we had a machlokas. How do you calculate Shos Manios? Dawn till dusk, or Neitz Lachama to Shkia? That was a machlokas Achronim. Tos is there, seems to say, from Amud HaShachar. But after you get to the afternoons, so you have Mincha Gedola, which is 6.5 hours, and then you have Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours, and then halfway between 9.5 hours and that's 2.5 hours left to the day, and 9.5 hours Mincha Katana, you split that in half, so an hour and a quarter into the 9.5 hours is 10 hours 45 minutes. That's called Plaga Mincha, and that's when Rabbi Yehuda says you could have a Mincha until, and you could have a Ma'ariv afterwards. That's Plaga Mincha. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara, the maskana is that we hold ad va'ad bechlau, but plaga mincha means up until that time period. Fine. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman tells us afanan amitanina, about 12 lines down. Rav Nachman tells us there's a Mishnah in Idios that also proves that Rabbi Yehuda holds ad va'ad bechlau, which means you could daven shachris even during the fourth hour, not up until the fourth hour. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Heir Chamisha Dvarim. The entire Masechet Idios is a testimonies of different Tanoim. What they testified is the halacha. So this is a Mishnah. So you put a lot of times there's like a conglomerate of 10 different halachas that have nothing to do with each other in the same Mishnah. So here's an example. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Heir Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said five things. Number one, and the last one is going to be what's important for us. That you're Mema'in Aktana. What does that mean? It's as follows. Midah Oraisa, there are two ways for a woman to get married. Either, if she is a Gedola, if she is 12, so then she could get married herself. She has Das, so she could except kiddushin from a man. That's, she's married midah araisa. I'm kedushin shli, boom, she's married. But there's a second way for midah araisa, a girl, to get married. And there are various svaris why, if you want to give a svar for this halacha d'araisa, there are various svaris given why the Torah allows this, which we'll mention in a minute. And that is, if she has a father, the father could accept kiddushin on her behalf, called kiddushei ktana. Even when she is a ktana, and that is full kiddushin to oraisa, she is fully married. That is a second option that she has to get married mida oraisa. But what happens, Rachman al-Islam, if she doesn't have a father? Doesn't have a father, and she's a ktana, there's no way for her to get married mida oraisa. But the Rabbanan created a kiddush, a whole world of kiddushin to Rabbanan. The whole 12th parak of Yevamos, parak Beishamai, discusses all Hilchus Miyun. What is Hilchus Miyun? There's a concept called Kiddushin Drabanan, where she, her mother or her brothers accept Kiddushin on her behalf while she is still a Ktana, but it's only Kiddushin Drabanan. And therefore, let's say she would want out of this arrangement, of this marriage, quote unquote, she wouldn't require a get. All she would require is what is called Miyun. She could say, I don't want in the marriage anymore. I want out. Kiddushei Miyun, it's called. And she would be able to get out even without getting a get. So that is called a Kiddushin Durabanan, Kiddushei Miyun. So that's background. So now, what's this halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Baba says that sometimes Meman Nesaktana, sometimes we encourage a girl to do Miyun. It's not just her own decision. We encourage it. And what type of case? Rashi here explains. Let's say there are two brothers that are married to two sisters. And one of the older ones of each side are gedolim, and therefore that marriage is d'oraisa. The younger ones are ktanim, so that marriage is d'rabanan. Okay, wonderful, two brothers married to two sisters, everything's fine and dandy. But one day, the older brother dies. The older brother dies without any children. So therefore, what's the halacha mida oraisa? Mida oraisa, now, the older sister has to do what? Has to do yibam to the other brother. She has a zika, she has a connection, mida oraisa, to the other brother who happens to be married to his former wife's sister. So mida oraisa, though, there's an issue of zika. But this other brother thinks to himself, I'm not allowed to stay married anymore. I'm up the creek. I'm not allowed to stay married because I can't stay married to my wife because that's called achos zukukaso. Mida oraisa, he has to marry this other girl. And mida rabbanan, he has this little connection, this marriage. But the rabbanan can't uproot the oraisa. So he can't stay married to his wife anymore. And his wife can't stay married to him. So what is he supposed to do? But he doesn't want to do yibam yet, he's still married to the sister. So in that type of circumstance, the Rabbanan encourage this other girl to do Miyun. Again, Miyun is because it's only a Kiddushin Rabbanan, she has the option of saying, no, I want out, without even needing to get, she can walk out, and it's as if the marriage never happens, because it's only a Kiddushin Rabbanan. So in that type of circumstance, we would encourage her to do Miyun, so that she wouldn't be married anymore, and then, at least there's an option for the other, for her sister, and her former husband to get married. That's the Maman and the Saktana. A lot to explain for three words, but that's the halacha. With the katan, there is yibum and no chalisa. Yibum has a filu, the maze of a filu, b'shogig, a filu b'karcho. Next, that's the first halacha. Number two, v'shem asin as a isha al piyed echad. We allow a woman to get remarried if there is even one aid that testifies that something happened to her husband. The whole second half of Yevamos talks about aidus isha. There are a lot of kulas that we allow for a man to say, I saw your husband drowning, I saw your husband this, I saw your husband that. We trust ABP aid, we trust Ktanim, we trust Nush, we trust Akum, we trust a lot of cases that we wouldn't otherwise trust for various reasons, but we allow, because Mishamiguna, we allow such testimony. By 9/11, there was a lot of all these halachas, Rahman al-Islam, were very halacha l'maisa. Let's say you have testimony of they swiped their metro card. Let's say they connected, they talked on the telephone. Let's say there was one person that was mayor. So all of these were circumstantial evidence, and by Edus Isha, we allow sometimes circumstantial evidence. So the poskim had to decide then what to accept. But that's another thing that the Bidu ben Baba said. Continue. The altarikol shenisqal b'Yerushalayim al sharek ha-nefesh, that a chicken who killed a baby in Yerushalayim with stones, that the chiddush is just that it's not only a shor that kills, it's any animal that kills. That wine, once it is 40 days old, can be poured onto the mizbeach. It's called, that's when it's called wine, Rashi says. And finally, the one that's important for us, the altamit shel shachar shakar of arbashos. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Baba says that the tamit shel shachar, which spoke about yesterday, that's parallel to Shacharis, was sacrificed in the fourth hour. And this should be Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So that's this Brisa proves, this Mishnah proves. Why do we bring this whole Mishnah? To teach me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's within the fourth hour is also Shacharis. It's not only up until the fourth hour. Shmamina, Adva Adachal, Shmamina. Fine. So this last one was that it was Karav in the fourth hour. Is that when it was usually Karav? The Tamashal Shachar? They waited until the fourth hour? Well, I said, well, why did they do it so late? So if you look at the Gilyon HaShas here, Gilyon HaShas here says, Ayin Rashi Mishle, Lamed Aleph. So he quotes a Rashi Mishle, you gotta look it up. So Rashi Mishle says, and it quotes a Medrash. And the Medrash is quoted also here in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a Rashi Menachas also, that Shlomo HaMelech, the day after, he made the whole party for the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, he had a whole party, he was up all night, and he woke up late the next day. And he woke up in the third hour of the day, because that's when Malachim usually get up. So Shlomo HaMelech got up then, and the keys to the Beis HaMikdash were under his pillow. So they couldn't be makriv the carbon tumid earlier. So therefore, Dafka, that's what this case is talking about. There one time they were makriv the Tamid Shal Shachar in the fourth hour, and that day that Shlomo HaMelech slept late. Okay, now we can quote a Rashi and Mishle. Amar of Kahana, Halacha Kareb Yehuda Ho, but Tznan Bebechirta Kavasei. Rav Kahana says the Halacha is like a Yehuda. That's why we have a Zman Tfilas Shal Shachris, until the fourth hour, since there was Eidos given in Mesechus Idios like him. Bebechirta means the chosen Mesechta. Idios is called the chosen Mesechta because all the special testimonies that the Tanaim gave about various Halachas are written there. Okay? Right, the first wide line. So who, according to which Tana, does the Pasuk say by the mun? The Cham HaShemesh, the sun was hot, v'nameis, and the mun melted. Ba'arbashos, that, when did it melt? The fourth hour. That's when the mun started melting, meaning you couldn't gather it anymore. When it started melting, so that's when the Zman Lakita was over. So what time period did the mun really melt? In the fourth hour or in the sixth hour? Ba'chatzos. So k'shu omer k'chom hayom, hari sheishos amur. No, but we already know there's a different term that means at the heat of the day. At chatzos, k'chom hayom, used by Avram Avinu. So chom hayom is noon. That's the sixth hour. So hamani mekai v'cham hashemesh v'nameis. So what about when the sun is hot? And we're going to see in a minute that means it's hot in some places and cool in other places. In other words, barbashos. So we assume that the mun melted at the fourth hour. So mani. So who is that according to? Because if you look in the Torah says that they gathered the mun baboker baboker in the morning. So if it's melting already, that means it's not morning anymore. So who is that according to? If already in the fourth hour, the mun is already melting. Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. It doesn't work according to either opinion. E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, ad arba shos amitzafirhu. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished saying that Rabbi Yehuda says that you can take Shemona Esrei through the fourth hour. That's what we paskin. So how could the mun already be melting in the fourth hour? That means it's not morning anymore. That doesn't work. E Rabbanan, ad chatzos namitzafirhu. But when I quote to Rabbanan, you even have more time. Even all the way until Chatzos, which, by the way, I didn't mention it before, Halacha L'maisa, let's say somebody misses Tfilah, Zman Tfilah, Shel Shachris. A lot of times women, let's say about after carpools and after this, after that, Zman Tfilah nowadays is not too late. Zman Tfilah is like 10, 10, 10, 15. Let's say a woman gets the first moment she gets is 11 o'clock. So we pass it at least until Chatzos, they could daven Shachris. They don't get the Schar Tfilah B'Zmana, but at least B'Di'eved, well, we don't pass them like the Chachamim. But at least B'Di'eved, you know, one has that... fallback. Ibaisa, so let's go back to the question. So who is this according to? That the mun melted in the fourth hour. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, it should be at least through the fourth hour. If it's the Rabbanan, it should have all the way until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, no, we can work it out either way. Ibaisema Rabbi Yehuda, Ibaisema Rabbanan. Ibaisema Rabbanan, six line, wide line. Maybe it's the Rabbanan. Omar Kra Baboker Baboker. Chalkeu L'shnei Bakarim. The pasuk by the month says, gather it in the morning. Baboker Baboker. Which means, really, you're going to be able to gather it in the first Boker, but don't think Boker has finished. For Zman Tfila Shacharis, you still have time. You have all the way until Chatzos, in the two halves of the morning. It's just a special halacha that the mun must be gathered in the first Boker, the first half of the morning, and that's why, just because the mun was melting, it does not mean that Boker is finished. Or it could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rabbi Yehuda says you have until the end of the fourth hour to daven shachris. But the man started melting an hour earlier. That's what we learned from the extra word about boker baboker. Really, it is still boker for another hour, but the man was already melting. Why did the man melt before Zman Tfilah was over? Not for now, but I guess they wanted it to be gathered in the morning. Fine. So the Mishnah just, the Gemara just finishes off. To kuli al mamiya v'cham ha-shemesh v'nameis pa'arba shos. Fine. So everybody agrees, though, that that phrase means through in the fourth hour. That when it got hot, that's when it melted. So my mashma, how do you know that phrase of the sun being hot, how do you know that means the fourth hour? So Amar Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nameis. Ezu hisha'a sh'ha-shemesh cham v'hatzel tzonein, havi omer ba'arba shos. When the pasuk said by Avram Avinu that the day was hot, so then we assume everywhere in the world it was hot. That means noontime, where the sun is in the top of the sky, and everywhere is the same hot. But when it says the sun is hot, that must mean times where in the sun it's hot, but in the shade it's cool, and different places are hotter and cooler. So that must mean earlier in the day, in the fourth hour. That's why the phrase V'cham HaShemesh means the fourth hour, and K'chom HaYom means the sixth hour at noon, period. Okay, two dots. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Right, so we had a machlokes. You could have a mincha until Plaga Mincha, said Rabbi Yehuda, or until nighttime, said the Rabbanan. So Amar Rav Chisul Rav Yitzchak, Hatzam Amar Rav Kahana Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Ho V'tzai B'Bichur Tekavasei. Earlier we said Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by Shachris, because in Idios it testified like him. Hachamai. So is the Halacha also like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Mincha? Do you have until Plaga Mincha to daven Mincha, and then most of us miss it most days? Or do you have all the way until Shkia? So Ishtik B'lo Amar Le'Belo Midi. He didn't answer him, he was quiet. Amar Rav Chisda Nechzi Anan. Let's figure it out. Midirav Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Bi Bo Yom Shema Minah Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Rav Davin Ma'ariv on Friday night very early. It was still light outside. He always made early Shabbos. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is right. Because if he davens Ma'ariv and it's still light out, it must be that the cutoff point between Mincha and Ma'ariv is Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before sunset. It's light outside. And therefore, it must be that we pass along Rabbi Yehuda. So we say Adarabba, no. Midrav Rabbanan Rabbana Lavi Maslad Urta Shramina Ain Alakh Rabbi Yehuda. No, since Rabbanan and Rabbanan always waited until Vaday nighttime on Friday night, so it must be we don't like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know about Rabbi Yehuda. We need Shkia. So says the Gemara, a very unusual line. Very unusual for any halacha. Hashta delo itmar hilchas alo kamar velo kamar, da avid kamar avid, da avid kamar avid. Whatever you want to do is fine. You want to pass it like Rabbi Yehuda? Wonderful. You want to pass it like Hachamim? Wonderful. Gemara hardly ever says this. Or usually says halacha to somebody. But here, one of those unusual cases, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You want to do like Rabbi Yehuda? Fine. You want to do like the Rabbanan? Fine. But the Shulchan Aruch in the Reish Lama Gimel says something very important, though. You can't mix and match on the same day. In other words, Plaga Mincha is one cutoff point. Shkia is another cutoff point. You want to do Plaga Mincha, have a Mincha before Plag, and Ma'ariv after Shkia? I'm sorry, Mincha before Plag and Ma'ariv after Plag? Fine. Mincha before Shkia and Ma'ariv after Shkia? Fine. You want to have a Mincha after Plag and Ma'ariv before Shkia? To have your cake and eat it too? To have both in the same time period? No way. Tired to the Sanskrit, that's called. That's an inner contradiction. You're not holding like anybody. You daven mincha after plak, so you're saying the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that the cutoff is Shkia. Then you daven Meir before Shkia, and therefore you say the halacha is like a Yehuda. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in very strong terms, and based on the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't do. And this is the big problem of the early Shabbos. This is the big problem of the early Shabbos, which the Rishonim already deal with. That many times in the summers, you know, 7 o'clock Mincha, 7 o'clock early Shabbos, Mincha comes out after Plag. Plag sometimes is 6:30. Plag is, it fluctuates. And many shuls, Mincha is after, and Ma'ariv is earlier. You know, we've had the problem too here, and in many shuls there's the problem. That's called a Tarta D'Sasri. So the Rishonim give Tirutzen. There are Tirutzen. The first Rosh in Bracha says, but Tfilah Hekilu. Nobody really knows what that means. Does that mean because Tfilah is Drabanan? So let me do Rabbanan. That's one answer. Or others say that there's a Lecha Mishnah that says Tfilas Ha'aretz Rishus, and therefore the Rambam says In Medaktigin Bezmana. So therefore it's okay. Okay, that's a big chiddush to say that. There are other answers given. We'll get to another answer on Chatzayin and Mabez. But in general, these are all Tirutzim. They're terutzim. They're not really saying what should be done. What should be done is, if it's possible, and if there's enough people, and if there's enough rooms in the shul, and if there's enough people, that is something. The early Shabbos is Beferish Gemara, and it's a Beferish Shulchan Aruch, it's a Beferish Mishnah Berurah, it's a Beferish everything. That L'chadchila, you know, we shouldn't be relying on two different shittas in on the same day. But theoretically, to one day of the week, Davin, hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and one day of the week hold like Rabbanan. Meaning the whole week you can hold like Rabbanan, and then make early Shabbos. That's fine. That's 100% fine, because the Gemara says you could hold like whoever you want to, but as long as one is consistent. Okay, so that is the issue. This line is the whole sugya of the early Shabbos.
How is the fact that those two come and wait until night prove that they don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda?
Because it could have just been convenience.
Exactly.
And Akinami, but it sounds like they're assuming that they never did it even when they had the chance. But you're right, that's maybe Rav just couldn't wait one Shabbos.
But Davin early proves that he proved that he holds.
That you could. Ah, okay. He did a Kabbalah Shabbos early and the Davka waited. Okay. Because if there's a kind of Tosef Shabbos, you might have said that you should Davin earlier, and they never did. Okay. Rav. So about 10 lines up. Rab Ikla Lebei Geneva Fitzoli. There's another. Sometimes it works that there is another hetzer for the Tata Zasri. In that, if you hold like we said generally that the we hold like the Gra and others after him that figure out shows Manios from sunrise to sunset. The Magen Avram and the Shulchan Aruch hold that you figure it out from dawn to dusk. So a lot of times the plag, according to the Magen Avram and the Shulchan Aruch, fits better according to a lot of times shuls that daven like 7 o'clock or 6:25 make the Magen Avram's plag. So that's another sometimes. Okay, meaning hold like the Magen Avram one day and in a chinami. I'm just saying that's another. They have a list of tirutzim that are given, so that's just want to put that one on the list. Okay, I'm not. I'm just explaining the halacha. There's no agenda here. Just explaining the halacha. No, obviously we tried. Last year we tried also, and whatever. Logistically, it couldn't work. So every year we try, and that's a shame. One day we'll be able to do it. L'chadchila. Okay, time winds up. Rav Ikla Lebei Geneva Vitzoli Shel Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Rav visited the house of Geneva. He was the name of a man in the Gemara. We had him 2 blot ago on Daf Chafei also. And he davened Shel Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. He davened early. V'havi Matzli Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Acho Reid to Rav. Rav Yirmiyah was davening behind Rav. V'sayim Rav. And Rav finished Shmoneh Esrei. V'lo Paske L'Tzluse de Rav Yirmiyah. Rav, who was davening in front of him, did not go in front of him. So does this mean he didn't take 3 steps back? That's what the Pashas seems to have meant. Rashi doesn't say that. We'll see in a minute. But it means he didn't go into his Dalet Amos. So Shmami Natzlas, we learned 3 things from this story. Shmami Nam is Pala Adam Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. We learned that you're allowed to daven early. Shmami Nam is Pala Tamad Achorei Rabo. A Tamad is allowed to daven behind his Rebbe. Shmami Na, Usur Labar Kenegadam is Palalin. And we learned the halacha that it's Usur to walk past somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. Messiah of Rav Ben Levi, and this is a proof to Rav Ben Levi, Dar Rav Ben Levi, Usur Labar Kenegadam is Palalin. You know, walk past somebody who's davening. We'll talk about it in a minute. Aini, let's just finish first. Well, is this really true about Rabbi Abi Ravasi Chalfi? Didn't they walk past people? So Rabbi Abi Ravasi chutz la'arba amos hu dechalfi. They only walked past outside Dalet Amos, which is 8 feet, 6 to 8 feet of the person. Fine. So what's this halacha about not walking keneged hamis palo? So if you look at Rashi, the last line on the Amud, Rashi says, lo paskil tzlusei, klomar, lo hifsik bein rabi yirmiyah v'la kosel, he wasn't mafsik, labar lefanav v'leishev bimkomo. He didn't go to his seat and sit down. Ela amad al emdo. That's what Rashi's saying. Labar lefanav v'leishev bimkomo. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. So the Prima Gadim is medayik in this Rashi, that the only time you're not allowed to be mafsik close to somebody takes Shmoneh Esrei is when it's a Dvar Rishus. You want to go sit down, you want to go to the bathroom, but it's the Dvar Mitzvah. If there's a Mitzvah reason that you're walking past, for example, taking 3 steps back, or something like that, so then there wouldn't be an Isser. That's what the Prima Gadim is Vedaik in this world, because why is Rashi saying, Leishiv Bimkomo? What, Rav had to go sit down, he was too tired. So he's Dafka telling, no, that the Halacha only applies when it's a Dvar Rishus and not to a Dvar Mitzvah. But the patches of the Gemara, right? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch makes no chilukim. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Beis says the Feirish that you can't walk connected on his pala, period. So some of the Achronim suggest what's this machlokas about? Also, Lavar connected on his pala. Is it only Lidvar Rishus or even Lidvar Mitzvah? So some Achronim suggest is that maybe it's as follows. What's the reason? Also, Lavar connected on his pala. What would you say? What's the reason?
The
disturb him, kavana. So one reason might be bitul kavana. If you say it's because of kavana, it shouldn't make a difference what your reason is. So what? You're going to do to be bury a mace mitzvah. You're still being mevatel as kavana. But if you say the reason, then what's another reason might be?
Well, you're afraid of Hashem.
Oh, another reason is that the mispawel is connected to shechina. And that's his Dalai Lamas right now. And if you're jumping into his Shechina Makom, so therefore that's the Yisr. So if that's the reason why you can't walk next to somebody who thinks you want to answer right, also because you're infringing on his Shechina Makom, so then it could be that it's only the Lidvar Rishus you can't. But if it's Lidvar Mitzvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lidvar Shechina, you're doing a mitzvah. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. So these are two reasons given, and that's the Chai Adam quotes the reason of a Shechina, Kineged a Shechina, and the Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason of Bitul Kavana? So that might be of the Machlokes, whether it's only Ludvar Rishus you can't walk past, or even Ludvar Mitzvah. Another Nafka Mina would be, what if the man's eyes are closed? What if his eyes are closed? He's not going to see you. Could you walk past him? So, I don't know, let's assume that he's, Lav Dafka, he's going to see you. You're not going to touch him, you're not going to hold his talus. So it could be then again, if you say it's Bitul Kavana, you're not going to disturb him, he's not going to see you. But if you say it has to do with the Shechina, then it doesn't matter. Even if his eyes are closed, you would still not be able to. Okay, that's just the Chakir about that Rashi, Prima Gadim's Diyuk, and we go weiter. Second to last line. How could Rabbi Yirmiya have Davin behind Rav, his Rebbe? Rav himself said, a person can't daven, lo connected Rabbo, not opposite his Rebbe, below Achori Rabbo. You can't daven behind your Rebbe. So how did he do it? Why can't you daven behind your Rebbe? Achlok is Rashi Tosas here. Rashi says, Umara kilu hain shavim. No, I'm sorry, that's connected. Nami yuva rahuki. Rashi holds, for some reason, davening behind your Rebbe is like a balgaiva. Not exactly sure why that is, but davening behind your Rebbe is balgaiva. Tosas says, no, it appears as if you're bowing down to your Rebbe. You can't deify your Rebbe. That's why you can't dive in behind your Rebbe. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Vitanya, and we also say, Rabbi Elazar Omer, I'm Pala Chori Rabbo, if you dive in behind your Rebbe, Vanosin Shalom L'Rabbo, Machlok Shalom L'Rabbo, and if you give Shalom to your Rebbe, just like everybody else, how you doing? How's it going? You know, you give saying hello to a Rav, to one's Rebbe, in the same way that he sends hello to his friends, or v'hacholik ha'yishivaso sharabo, you argue on the authority of your Rebbe, v'ha'omer davar sholashama mipi rabo, or you quote things that you didn't hear from your Rebbe. Different shatam, what that means. You're never allowed to say something that your Rebbe didn't say. So it means not in the derech of your Rebbe. Gorim l'shechina shetestalik miYisrael. All these actions cause the Shechina to go away. So again, how could Rabbi Yirmiya have davened behind Rav? Right? If all these terrible things happen. So we say, Shani Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba, the Talmud Chaver have a... No, Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba was not a usual student. He was a Talmud Chaver. So emphasis on Chaver. He was more of a colleague than a student. And therefore, he was allowed to daven Kineged behind his Rebbe. The Hainu, this also explains the following story. Zekarmel Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba Lurav, Mi Badalt. Rabbi Yirmiya, one time, after Rav davened early on Friday afternoon, he says, Mi Badalt, did you also separate from the word Havdalah? Did you also separate from Malacha? Meaning, did you accept Isra Malacha when you davened? I'm like, Badilna, yeah, I accepted it. Velo Ameh, but we're Medayek, and he didn't say, Mi Badomar. He didn't talk in third person to Rav. He said, did you stop doing Malacha? And if he would have really been a regular Talmud, he would have said, did the Rebbe stop doing Malacha? Because he spoke in first person, so it must be that he was on the level of the Talmud Chaver. So that's what we prove from the story. Okay, Umi Badil. So now we just ask on the detail of the story. Is it true that when Rav used to daven early on Friday, he then accepted an Isser Malacha and didn't do any Malachas afterwards? But we have a story to the contrary. The Amar Rabbi Avin Pamachas is followed Rabbi Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. One time, Rabbi davened early, and then after he davened, not just Mincha, after he davened Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, Nichnas LaMerchatz, he went into the bathhouse, V'yatza, V'shanah L'Pirkin, and he came out, and then he gave a shir, V'dayin Lo Chashka, and it wasn't dark yet, meaning he didn't malach, he went into the bathhouse, he put on the hot water, he took a shower after he davened. So how could you say that he stopped doing malacha? Maybe he davened early, but he didn't do malacha, he still did malacha. So Mar said, no, you misunderstood the story. Amar Rava, Hahud Nichnas LaHaziyah. There, he did accept Isra Malacha. But what happened was, he went into the shvitz. He didn't take a shower, he didn't turn on the hot water. He went into the sauna, he went in there to get a good sweat. The Kodim Gzeira Havi, and it was before the time of the Gzeira, they made a Gzeira, they're not allowed to go into a shvitz. Even if you're not going to go into the bath, but there was a gzera in the times of the Gemara that you can't even go into a shvitz. So therefore, says the Gemara, that really the story of Rav doesn't prove anything, because really he did accept the Nisr Malacha after he davened. Eini. But again, we have another story of somebody who did, it appears did not accept Malacha. Abaya allowed Rav Dimi to do this, Tai Rashi says it means to smoke this kind of basket, to prepare this kind of basket, some type of malacha. So he allowed him to do it after he davened that Friday. So again, hahu ta'usahave. No, that was a mistake. They thought, Rashi here explains, that they thought it was a darkness was coming, because it was cloudy. They didn't have to watch in those days. All of a sudden, let's say on a Friday afternoon, sometimes it would get very dark, and all of a sudden you think, oh, Shabbos, they accept Shabbos, and all of a sudden the sun comes out. So that was a mistake, that case. That's why he did Malacha afterwards. But not because he really davened and then didn't accept Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, just finishing up, Ta'usa mihadra? What do you mean? If somebody mistakenly davens, then we could say, oh, okay, don't worry about it. Just forget about it. You'll daven again later. That's not true. But Ha'amar, the Gemara doesn't say it here, but I assume this whole discussion is only after Plaka Mincha. Before Plaka Mincha is meaningless. If a woman lights candles, for example, on Friday afternoon before Plaga Mincha, it's a bracha of Atala. And she has to light candles again. That's why it's very important in the summers, especially when the men make early Shabbos, the women are so used to lighting candles before the man goes to shul or as he goes. But let's say if somebody's going to a real Plag Minyan, you have a mincha beforehand, a woman's going to light candles when her husband goes, boom, that's a bracha of Atala. She has to put out the candles, she has to light them again after Plag. So I guess this whole discussion, because you can't be Mekabel Shabbos on Wednesday. It doesn't work. You can't be Mekabel Shabbos on Friday morning. The only time you can be Mekabel Shabbos is after Plaga Mincha on Friday. So I assume this whole discussion is after Plag. So, does a ta'us, does a mistake, is it chozer? One day it was very cloudy. The whole city thought it was Shabbos. And the whole town gathered, and they davened, and they're coming out of shul, they're wishing everybody good Shabbos, and all of a sudden the sun comes out. What? I'm sorry? Okay, right, this is the Motzei Shabbos. And they went out, they davened Mincha, they had Shalosh Shudas, they davened Ma'ariv, because the Kodesh Shabbos was over, and all of a sudden they come out and it's sunny. But this Pazra Avim, the clouds dissipated, the Zarcha Achama, Ubah Shalosh Rabbi, what do we do? We had Shalosh Shudas, we davened Ma'ariv, what do we do? But Amar, home is Palo, okay, go home, don't worry about that, you davened, your Yotzi Zayin davening, don't do Malacha yet, it's still Shabbos. But you davened already. So you see that a davening betolus counts. So what do you mean? But the first case of the single individual, Rav Dimi, so he, what happened there? We said it was a mistake, so forget about the whole thing. So does a mistake in davening work or not? So Gemara answers, Shiny Tzibur, Jalom Matrachina Mahu. Right? By a Tzibur, the Tzibur came to shul once, they davened, they're going home now. We're not going to be matriach the whole Tzibur to come back and daven again. But one guy who made a mistake, okay, so we'll be matriach him to come back and daven. But to the whole Tzibur to have to come back and daven, so that we don't do. Oh, so that's a good question. How is the Hava meeting to be Mekabel Shabbos? So the Maskana comes out that none of these people did Malacha after Tefillah. That's what it comes out, L'maisa. So is there a concept, theoretically, of being Mekabel Shabbos, but not L'Isser Malacha? So generally we assume... I mean, let's say when a man lights candle at a shiloh on Friday, a man was going to light halakas neiros. L'halak neiros shel Shabbos. But generally, a man does not accept Shabbos with his lighting. Only a woman, the minhag is, the bahag, that she accepts. She's not supposed to do malacha afterwards. So you do have a concept of saying l'halak neiros shel Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos yet. So it is possible. There's a lashon of the Rambam, which we're going to get to in a minute, that somebody's allowed to make kiddush on Friday early, even though it's not Shabbos. That's his lashon. So that's the concept. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Third to last skinny line. Rav used to daven early. Rav Yoshiya Matli Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rav Yoshiya also used to daven early on Motzei Shabbos. Tosfos point out here, don't jump to conclusions. He only did this when he was in a rush. He had to run out for a Dvar Mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos. Stop to finish Shabbos early? No way. We're talking about Rav Yoshiya here. Come on. So Tosfos says, don't think he rushed out of shul on Motzei Shabbos every week. This was only for a tzorich, right? He had a Dvar Mitzvah. He was on call, something. Some tzorich. Okay, Rav Tzali, I had to include everybody. Okay, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos the Erev Shabbos. So he davened early on Friday. Omer Kedusha Al HaKos. Oh, Eina Omer Kedusha Al HaKos. Fine, he davened early, but did he also make Kiddush early? Did he make Kiddush early when he made early Shabbos? So Tashma, Dabar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mespal Adam Shal Shabbos the Erev Shabbos, Omer Kedusha Al HaKos. the Hilchos HaKavase. That's what we paskin. You make early Shabbos, you go home, it's still light out, you don't have to wait till it's dark to make Kiddush. There are some poskin that say you should lechatchila have a kezayis when it's dark out. But we paskin that Meikar Adin, you're allowed to make Kiddush, and it's light outside. Because we paskin that's Shabbos. Rav Yoshia Matli Shal Motsoi Shabbos Peshabbos. Omer Havdalah Alakos, O Eino Omer Havdalah Alakos. Rav Yoshia, who davened on Motsi Shabbos early, so did he also make Havdalah early? This does not mean that he lit the candle early. We're not talking about Malacha here. You can't do Malacha, even though you did Havdalah. But did he say Havdalah? Tashma, Dom Rav Yudam Rishmo, Mishal Adam Shabbos Shabbos Peshabbos, Omer Havdalah Alakos? Yes, you're allowed to even make Havdalah early. Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Yassi, Omer Rav Baza, Omer Rav Chanina, Omer Rav. Bitzad Amud Zeh his power Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Shoshas the Erev Shabbos. You know what? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi stood next to this pillar and he davened early on Friday. That's the report. Let's keep that in mind. Rabbi Shmuel davened on Friday early next to this pillar. So Kiyasa Ulas, when Ula said, he said, you have it all wrong. Amar Bitzad Timur Havi Lo Bitzad Amud Havi. Remember when it wasn't next to this pillar, it was next to this day tree. V'lo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Havi Elar Berelazar Rabbi Yossi Havi. And you got the wrong man. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Elazar. V'lo Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos Havi Elar Shal Motzei Shabbos Shabbos Havi. And it wasn't a Friday early, it was Motzei Shabbos early. So, the whole report of the story was wrong, but either way, Halacha L'maisa doesn't make a difference. So we paskin Halacha L'maisa. So, Friday you could daven early. Motzei Shabbos, let's say somebody has to catch a plane or something on Motzei Shabbos, and he has to catch the mamish, the earliest man. So the halacha is you're allowed to daven Ma'arib while it's still Shabbos. We're machmir in our shul to daven Ma'arib at 50 minutes. We paskin the Shabbos is over at 50 minutes. Ramosha interprets Rabbeinu Tam that says 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam, New York time. 72 minutes, Ramosha Feinstein says that Rabbeinu Tam is 50 minutes in New York City time. That's how we paskin Shabbos over 50 minutes. But we start Ma'arib at 50 minutes. Really, we could have started Ma'arib early. We don't rush out of Shabbos. We also have a Shabbos. But in other shuls, let's say they daven earlier. But most... many shuls hold 45 to 50 minutes, that's when Shabbos is over. But you're allowed to daven Ma'arib on Shabbos. Let's say if somebody's in a big rush, we're not saying you should. There's a concept called the Sefer Shabbos, which every second that we add on to Shabbos, that's why, by the way, we say Vihi Noam on Friday night. What do we say Vihi Noam for? We didn't say it after the Megillah, we only said Yatta Kaddish. Right? Well, a lot of the other nights, we say what's Vihi Noam? Shulchan Aruch says we say Vihi Noam to have a few extra seconds of Shabbos. No rushing home yet. Say Vihi Noam, have a few extra minutes in shul. You know, we're mamish in the car when we're saying Vihi Noam. But that's the, Vihi Noam was instituted to have a few extra minutes of Shabbos. In a sense, but it's not fully. As long as, let's say, you didn't do Malacha yet, as long as you did something like Abdullah Al-Kos, you're not allowed to eat yet. We had a shiur a couple of years ago about the different aspects of Motzei Shabbos. Whether, how much is, what's Atochan Antanu's purpose, and what's Abdullah Al-Kos's purpose. Why do you need both? Right. And you're even allowed to daven it on Shabbos, which shows that it's not... That doesn't differentiate between the two.
Where does the
42
come from?
42 is an earlier Zman. The Vilna Gaon might hold much earlier. That is Tzeis. Rabbeinu Tam, we try to be Machmir. So like, Ramosha came up with the Chiddush, that Rabbeinu Tam is, that's for when we get up to, I'm talking about Masechet Shabbos, but the Machlokas, between the Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Masechet, about how to figure out the Zman. Okay. Beiter. Okay, 10th medium line. Tefilas ha'erev ein lakeva. The Lashon of the Mishnah said, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lakeva doesn't have a set time. So Menachem left this for me yesterday. I thank him. This was the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says, Ein Lakeva. Ask the Vilna Gaon on the Mishnah. Why doesn't it say Kol Halayla? Isn't that a clearer Lashon? Say Kol Halayla. Get that marib all night. So this is the question the Gemara is about to ask and give a different answer. But the Vilna Gaon is allowed to argue on the Gemara. Vilna Gaon could hold like a Mishnah against the Gemara. That's the godless of the Gra. But ask the Gra, the Gemara's question, why doesn't it say Kol Halayla? So the Vilna Gaon says, no, it's telling me a Chiddush. Ein lakeva means that Ma'ariv, and this is the Vilna Gaon on this Mishnah, in Shnos Eliyahu. Ein lakeva means Ma'ariv doesn't have a Zman. Ein lakeva means you daven Ma'ariv when it's not the Zman of any of the other tefillos. When it's not Shacharit, and when it's not Mincha, that's when it's Ma'ariv. But it's not like Ma'ariv per se has a Zman. Ma'ariv is when you can't, Ein lakeva, when you can't daven Shacharit, and when you can't daven Mincha, that's when it's the time for Ma'ariv. Fine, that's the Shnos Eliyahu. Rabbi Yitzchak B'Petzberger, the pre-Yitzchak, he says, oh, I have another answer for the Tarta Zasasri. Again, it's a beautiful answer. I don't think he said, L'chadchila, you should do it, but at least for our problem that we said before, this is another answer to explain shuls that David Mincha marked together. And that is, according to what the Grudge just say, the time for Ma'ariv is when you can't daven Mincha or Ma'ariv, or Mincha or Shacharis. So on a weekday night, let's say I daven Mincha 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So after I daven Mincha, is it still the time for Mincha? Yes. 2 hours later, still the time for Mincha? Yes. At nighttime, it becomes the time for Ma'ariv. Fine. What about on Friday night, says the Pri Yitzchak? On Friday night, I daven mincha. The second on Makabel Shabbos, time for mincha is finished. Ah, that was time for Ma'ariv. So even though it's in the same time period, says the Pri Yitzchak, according to the Gra, that Ma'ariv doesn't have a set time. It's in Lakeva. It's just that when you can't daven Shacharis or mincha anymore, it's time for Ma'ariv. So on Friday night, when you're Makabel Shabbos, you have now said it's not time for mincha anymore. And it's not time for Shacharis yet. So therefore, you can daven Ma'ariv. So that's how, based on this Gra, he gives another defense of the Tarta Dasansri problem on that Lashon Ein Lakeva. So my Ein Lakeva. So what does it mean Ein Lakeva? So the Gemara asks the gross question. Ilema, a couple hundred years earlier. Ilema di bai masli kule laila. If it's because you could have it all night, lisni tfilas al erev kol halaila. Why doesn't it say that? Kol halaila. Elamai Ein Lakeva. But what? The Mishnah is really being merames me something else. What does it mean? There's no set time. Kemanda amar tfilas arvis rishus. Excuse me, it's coming to hint to me that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, quote unquote voluntary. Damar Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, the Machlokas he had yesterday, Tfilas Arvis, I'm sorry, you didn't have this yet. Tfilas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Chova, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rishus, Machlokas here, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, Abaya Halacha, Omer Abaya Halacha, Rabbi Omer Chova, Rabbi Omer Halacha, Rabbi Omer Rishus. Find some Machlokas whether Tfilas Arvis is Rishus or Chova. You learned yesterday that Tosfos here kind of minimized the whole discussion. What does it mean, Tfilas Arvis Rishus? So Tosfos on the previous daf, Chovav Amar Aleph said, all Rishus means is that if you're being osik in another mitzvah, you know, Ma'ariv comes second on the list. But it's nothing inherently different about Ma'ariv. According to Tosfos, you'll find this in a few Tosfosim that we'll get to in Maseches Brachos, Tosfos minimizes the entire concept of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. There's nothing different inherently with the Tfilah, it's just that in a context, a hierarchy of other mitzvos, it comes lower on the list. If you do look in other Rishonim, for example, the Rambam uses the concept of Tfilas Arvis Rishus to explain why there are differences between Ma'ariv and other halachos, which seems to reflect that the Rambam thinks Tfilas Arvis Rishus means that Ma'ariv in Bechefza, the halacha, the inherent nature of Ma'ariv is different than the other Tfilas. For example, the Rambam says there's no Chazaras Hashatz by Ma'ariv because Tfilas Arvis Rishus. What does that mean? Because it's just a halacha that, you know, it's lower on the list, the hierarchy. No, what the Rambam seems to say, it's not just that, it's not just like what Tosfos says, that it's in terms of my chiyuv. The chiyuv gavra, it's less to daven. The Rambam seems to say there's something different about Ma'ariv. The Rambam says, in medaktikin bizmana. We're not as medaktik by davening Ma'ariv by tseis, because it's Tfilas Arvis Rishus. There are a number of ideas in the Rambam why Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, and you find this on there's a daya. Just remember, there's a daya in the tour. There's a day in the tour about Friday night. Let's say somebody comes into shul extremely late, or let's say he's called out, he gets an atzala call, he comes back, and the chazan is about to say magen avos bid maro, and the whole what after the mini chazaras hashatz. So there's a day in the tour that says you could just listen to that and be yotzi the shmona esrei because tfilas arvis rishus. And the tour says, what are you talking about? The tour says, this is crazy. What do you mean? It's not shmona esrei. But again, from all these sources, you see that there are some Rishonim that hold that Ma'ariv inherently is a different type of tefillah than the other tefillahs. Lamaisa, we say, Kibbalei Kechova, there's no difference for us in terms of a chiyuv. But at least conceptually, we had a shiur about this thing a couple years ago. Conceptually, there might be a machlokas Rishonim, Baalei Tosfos versus the Rambam and the Gaonim, how to understand this concept. Fine. Nashim. Nashim, right, so that's Nashim whenever Makabalit Kechova, the Mishnah Berurah says. So therefore, the women should daven Shacharis and Mincha, they don't have to daven Ma'ariv because of Kibbalei Kechova. We still don't know, what does that mean about the inherent nature of the Tefillah? Even if you can have an inherent nature similar, but the Chova's Gavra can still be less, as the Tosfos holds. So I don't think you have to say that it's somewhat different. There is an interesting discussion that there are two well-known Machloksim on these past two blots. Over here, we have Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova. And in the previous staff, we had Tfilah, is it connected the Avos or connected the Tzmidim? That's what we had yesterday. And if you look in the Gemara, there's no connection between them. Right? You look in the Gemara has one on Daf Chavav, one on Daf Chavzayin, there's no connection. But if you look in, there's a Rashi and Shabbos on Daf Tes, and you look in, there's a Pnei Yeshua here, he says, they're parallel Machlokasim. According to the Manda Amar, holds Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that's because Tzmidim Tiknum. Tzmidim Tiknum, Shacharis is connected to Tamishal Shacharis. Mincha is connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, but Ma'ariv is the Hekter Chalavim Veivarim. The Hekter Chalavim Veivarim, that's just the extra burnings. So that's Tfilas Arvis Rishus. You don't really have to do it, it's just the extra burnings. So Rashi says they're parallel. But if you hold Tfilas Arvis Chova, then there's no difference between all three tefillot. That's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's no difference between any of them. So that's generally what's assumed, that you could parallel these two machloksim. There is an etziv, though, and then we'll continue. There's an etziv that says, maybe you could argue. Maybe you could say that even if you hold tefillot Avraham Rishus, it could be Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So what's wrong with Yaakov? You say he's worse? You know, so says the Netziv, look at the psukim that is the source for the Avos Keged Avos Tiknum. If you look back for a minute, what does it say? By Avram davening, what's the pasuk? By Yashkim Avram Baboker. He got up in the morning, so he got up with an intent to daven. Yitzchak, by Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Lasuach Basada. He went out. What's the makar by Yaakov Avinu? By Yitzchak Bamakar. What does Chazal say? He went, and it just happened. Oh, how can I be here? And I didn't daven, my Avos davened. Meaning it wasn't as kavua a going to go daven by Yaakov Avinu. It's by Yivka b'makom yalosham. Efshar shavati al the makom avosai below is palati. So that's what the Netziv says. It's possible to say tefillat Avos Rishus and still connected to Avos Tiknum. Okay, that's related to that line. Tana Rabbanan, four lines from where they get wide. Famous story. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, ma'aseh b'tamid echad shebal avei Rabbi Yeshua. Somebody came to ask in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei Tfilas Arvus Rishus Ochova, Amalei Rishus. Right, Rabbi Yeshua holds Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. So that's what he answered the student. Balafei Rabbi Gamliel, that same student, question how he could go ask two rabbis, not for now, that same student went in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Amalei Tfilas Arvus Rishus Ochova. He asked him the same question. Amalei, Chova. So he got Rabbi Yeshua into trouble. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel, you the Nasi, you said that Tfilas Arvus Chova, Rabbi Yeshua told me it was Rishus, ha ha. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel says, "Hamtena shikansu bali sheis lebeis hamedrash." Wait till everybody comes into the seder, and then we're going to work this out. Wait until everybody comes to the beis medrash. I just heard last week a beautiful vart on this line from B'shem Rav Kook. Wait until the bali treisen come into the beis medrash. What are the bali treisen? So that means the warriors. That's what they call the talmidim who are fight each other in the beis medrash. Rashi here says, "Bali treisen." They fight each other. I'm going to use this in a drasha one day, but I'm allowed because I'm saying I'm giving the preface now. So says the what? So warrior. So if you were going to describe a warrior, so what instrument would you use? The bale spears, the bale swords. What's the bale tracen? What's a tris? A shield. What do you mean a shield? Use a bale. What are you shield? Shield. You don't do anything with a shield. You defend yourself. Ah, says Rav Kook. When you're fighting, having a machlokas l'shem shamayim in the base medrash, you're not out to hurt the other person. You're out to defend your shita of the emes. You defend, you have a shita, so you're going to argue about it. You're going to defend yourself. That's a machlokas l'shem shamayim. The bale treisen. That's the kli mochama that you're going to use. A sword? We don't talk about swords in the base medrash. You're not out to stalk the other person about against his shita. You're out to defend your shita. That's why Zaka called the bale treisen, says Rav Kook. Okay, so the Bali Treisen came in. So Kshedich the Bali Treisen Amen Hashol Veshol Tfilas Arvus Rishus Rechova. So again, the questioner said, "Is Tfilas Arvus Rishus Rechova?" Amalei Rabbi Gamliel Chova. It's a Chova, says Rabbi Gamliel. Amal Hen Rabbi Gamliel Chachabim. So Rabbi Gamliel gets up and says, "Klum Yesh Adam Shecholik B'Davar Zeh." Is there anybody that has a different opinion than me? Says Rabbi Gamliel. I say Chova. Anybody? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "No." Nope. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees with you, Rabbi Gamliel. So Amalei Valo Mishimcha Amalei Rishus. Ah, they told me that you said Rishus. So Amalei Yoshua Amoda Maglachav Yidubacha. Yoshua, stand up and state the truth. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Al Raglov. And Rabbi Yeshua stands up. But Amar Yamalei Ani Chayva Hu Meis Yochla Chaylachesh Is a Meis. If I was here and he wasn't, so I can make up a story and cover myself. V'Yachshav Shani Chayva Hu Chay Heif Yochla Chaylachesh Is a Chay. What can I say? You're right. That's what I said. Hayram Gamliel Yoshe Bedoresh the entire day. Imagine in a classroom. Rabbi Gamliel gave shir. Rabbi Yeshua Omed Al Raglav, and Rabbi Yeshua was made to stand the entire shir. He was made to stand by Rabbi Gamliel. Acher Ridinu Kol Am until the rest of the yeshiva had enough of it. The Yomar LeChutzpis had the Turgaman, and they said to the Chutzpis, who was the man who Rabbi Gamliel told the shir to Chutzpis, and the Chutzpis orated it to the Kahal. Amod, stop Chutzpis. The Amad, he stopped. The Amri, the Chachamim said, "Ad kamen etzare." We can't let this go on anymore. We can't let Rabbi Gamliel do this to Rabbi Yeshua anymore. Benezel, how long we get this? We had a bunch of the past couple of years, say the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel has tortured Rabbi Yeshua. Rosh Hashanah ishtak etzare. On Rosh Hashanah, he was betzare him. If you remember the famous story in Rosh Hashanah that they had a machlokas when Yom Kippur was, Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua come on his Yom Kippur with his walking stick and his wallet. He forced him. Bibachoros Mamaisa de Rabsalat Sierre. Another story in Bechoros, he was Mitzarim. Hachanami Tzare. So Rabbi Gamlio, you are fired. And they got rid of Rabbi Gamlio from the being the chief rabbi. So Tavan Avre, so they fired him. So Man Nukumle, so who are we going to appoint instead? Nukumle, Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, let's appoint Rabbi Yeshua. Baal Maisa who? Now this is a Baal Maisa. Rashi, and if you look at the Meiri here, it's beautiful. If somebody's involved in a Machlokas, even if they're right, they still shouldn't get involved in the position, because that's going to really hurt the other person. So speak Shtach. Look at the Meiri, it's a beautiful Lasha. He's right! Rabbi Yeshua's right, but still, it's not Manilish. It's not Kavadik to have him as the take the position. So Nukumle, Rabbi Akiva, Dilma Anish, Let's Lechus Avos. No, Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, no, he doesn't have Chusavos. So therefore, he can't be appointed. El Nukumle, Lozab and Azaria. Lozab and Azaria, he's our man. Duhu Chacham, Behu Asher, Behu Asiri, La Ezra. He's wise, he's rich, he has Chusavos. Hu Chacham, Dimachi, Le Mepharikle. He's wise. If you ask him a Kasha, he can answer it. Behu Asher, Di Isle, Le Fluke, Le Bekeser, Apu Azal, Le Palach. If he has to go to talk to the Caesar, he'll have enough money to go and to wager with him. Behu Asiri, La Ezra, this is Chusavos, and he has Chusavos from Ezra. Velo Masi Anishle, no problems, let's appoint her Lozab and Azaria. Asuv Amrle, Nechle, Lamar, the Levi Yesh Masipta, Relas Benazaria, be our Rosh Yeshiva. So says Rosh Shechter, according to Bali Musar, this is what he's been waiting for his whole life. This is going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. This is it. This is the ultimate position. What should he say? Wonderful. I'll take it. I love it. I can't wait. What's his answer? Amar Luhu, Ezov Enlach Ben Shebesi, Ezov Enlach Medivisu. I have to ask my wife. I have to go home and ask my wife. Look at the Maritz Chayas here. Maritz Chayas says, what? If you're going to be the chief rabbi, you're going to have a lot of speaking engagements. You're going to be on the lecture circuit. You're going to be out of the house more. It's a big chumer on your wife. You've got to go ask your wife for shus. You think you're furthering your avodat Hashem? No, if you're stepping on somebody else's toes, you got to go ask your wife first. Therefore, Amr Leil, let's just finish up the story. Dilam Avrin Lucha, his wife says, maybe they'll fire you tomorrow. So Amr Leil, Lishtamish Inish Yom Machad, the Bekisa de Mukro, Lamachar Lispar. At least I'll use a glass cup one day, even if it'll be broken tomorrow. Amrulay, Lesbakal Chavarta, you don't have a white beard. Ahu Yoma Bar Timnes Rei Shani Havi, he was 18 years old. Israchish Lenisa, Bahadul Timnes Rei Dari Chivarta. He grew 18 strands of white hair overnight. Vahainu, and that's what we say in the Haggadah. Tzkar Lazim Azariah, Hare Ani, Kiven Shivim Shana, Velo Ben Shivim Shana. This is the background to the whole story. I am like 70 years old. He wasn't Mama 70 years old, but overnight he grew the white beard. The Rambam says, he grew a white beard overnight? Come on. The Rambam says, no, he was Osik Batorah so much, so he felt like he was so old. Now, it can't be that he just grew a white beard according to the Rambam, the rationalist. But anyway, the pashas is that he grew a white beard overnight to be able to become the Rosh Yeshiva. So I'm still working on it. Hasn't worked yet. The shiur today was L'Zecher Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and Rosh Hashem will continue tomorrow.
The new article volume is going to be beginning on Wednesday, the end of Wednesday. So if anybody's interested in trying to get a bulk rate, please call tomorrow.